How have things been going for you?
Things have been going well. Last couple months, as y'all have seen, there's been a lot of changes in the program, but with the team, it's just made everybody grow closer. The brotherhood really has grown. You know, it's not just something we put on the back of a t-shirt now with, you know, head coach leaving, all the coaches that have recruited you and brought you in, you know, just kind of getting the rug pulled out from under you. You just kind of look to your brother next to you and you just decide. Some guys have 3 years left, 4, 2, 1, you know. So we just realized we're going to be here for a while and we might as well buckle down and just get what we need to get done so that we can have some success next fall, or this upcoming fall.
How about your role? Kind of how things change for you? What have you, what are you looking at?
So with Coach and I in the past offense, I was doing a lot more receiver stuff. And so Coach Detmer came in and I get a text from Coach Mahi. Actually, when I found out, I was in a group text with Jamal and all the guys, and that's kind of how I found out I was going to be playing running back. So we came in the first day, and it's just been fun since. You know, we just hit the ground running, just changed my diet up a little bit because I don't think you're going to be running the ball very successfully, weighing 173 pounds. So I gained about 10 pounds, you know, she's here in the last couple weeks, so I'm feeling good and just having fun with it.
Do you like playing the, you know, doing the running back stuff?
I actually love it. That's what I grew up doing. And at high, like when I got my offer from coach in high school, it was kind of, are you going to be able to go to the next level and play running back? And just kind of accepted, you know, I was a little bit smaller. So just having the opportunity, I mean, I didn't say no. I didn't even question it. It's what I'm comfortable doing. You know, it's home for me. So I just hope to have some success with that.
Coach Lamb, you know, gave you a compliment last time we talked to him about running downhill, running hard, like what he was seeing from you and KJ. What does it mean to have, you know, I don't know, hear that from a coach like Coach Lamb?
Well, I didn't know Coach Lamb said that, but that makes me feel good. You know, just take it for a grain of salt. Just, you know, just take positive coaching, negative coaching. You take what you need, and you just kind of continue with the rest. It's nice that they've seen the work that KJ and I have put in so far this spring, and just hopefully keep doing things right and some more successful come in the future.
Can you kind of speak to some of the changes philosophy-wise within offensive staff rooms?
Philosophy-wise, everything has been more simple. It's a lot more technique now. You're not really worried about, geez, am I going to know this signal, all this stuff coming in, you know, it's slowed down a little bit. So guys aren't just thinking a million miles an hour. You can slow the game down and just take a deep breath and kind of just get more production out of your reps, I feel like, because you have yourself centered. You know where you're going. There's no question. And I feel like the offense may have an opportunity to click a lot better in the future.
And what about technique-wise? Is there a different kind of approach to how that happens in your meeting rooms and stuff?
When you have a coach like Reno Mahi, you know, somebody who's been around the block, you think that you get to the D1 level and you just, it's hard sometimes not to think you just know everything, but Reno will come in and he'll look at your stance and he'll tell you, hey, you know, if you position your feet this way, if you position your shoulders this way, if your shoulders are parallel to the line, you know, you'll have more success. And it's hard not to respect somebody like Coach Mahi or Coach Detmer, guys who know what they're talking about, and just take it and go with it.
How much has just the offense changed just overall? You know, you talked about the philosophy, but with the huddling now and the quarterback under center, for you, how much does that change?
For me, when I say it's more simple, it's a lot more player specific. So on the play calls, it's, you know exactly what you're doing. It's broken down into segments where you're like, okay, three responsibilities. Like, I have this, this, and this. Okay, let's go. As before, it's kind of like, hey, in this situation, I have this. But so it's just more straightforward. There's no hiding around kind of wondering what's going to go on once the ball snapped.
How has it been to be kind of utilized at the backfield? Do you think it's going to be somewhere you can be effective against a linebacker versus a safety or a corner? You kind of relish the opportunity to run routes against bigger guys?
I do, actually. It's fun. It's fun to run in between the tackles and kind of, because Harvey and a lot of those guys, they can't see you when you're behind Louie and all those big dudes. So you can make some cuts and get out into some space and just make a move and go. And then getting motioned out of the backfield, it's fun to go kind of have those mismatches with the linebackers, just being able to, well, hopefully if you're small, you're going to be quick, because if you're small and you're not quick, you don't have very much going for you. But, yeah.
How much did you talk to your dad? Because that's kind of how he was using the offense, right? You always remember him taking punts and stuff like that. But he did line up in the backfield, and he was moved around all over the place by Norm Chow.
I actually talked to my dad this morning before practice. He's been in my ear a little bit. It's not very fun that he knows almost every single one of the coaches. So if I got something to tell him, then it's through other people have already talked to him about it. So, you know, it's just more motivation just to stay on top of grades and stuff like that, because there's no more hiding out. So it's good.